Live from the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce headquarters in Phoenix, Arizona. This is Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. And if it's the third Monday of each month from 3 to 4, it is the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce Radio Hour, starring none other than Executive Director Jason Bressler. Jason, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I am great. You are amazing. I keep saying, there's nothing I don't even have the words to say what this young man has done in his life and helping people and just amazing building businesses like it's nothing. It's amazing. I know you work hard, though,
yes,
and really hard. But you have this knack to bring people together, and that's a great talent, and it's great for the people you bring together. You help them in many ways. The top way is there's a healing process, I believe, but also – you know, down the chain, it's, you know, more business they get, and they can help others, and it's introductions, and it's phenomenal, and that's what makes the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce so amazing, Jason Bressler.
Thank you.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's true, and you know, I mean that from the bottom of my heart, because I've known you, like, forever, it seems like. Cool. In fact, it was funny, at our last networking event, right, you said, I'm like a second father to you.
Mm-hmm.
I go, wait a minute. I think I thought I looked 30 or something. But I'm just, of course, kidding. But that was nice. That was a nice compliment. Thank you so much. And we have a great show today because we have someone I've known actually about 8 years, maybe 9 years. Jason, how long have you known this young lady before we introduce her?
I want to say as well.
Wow, yeah. Really? Yeah, we used to network in the same circles.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't see her for a while. My heart was broken. It was unbelievable. But anyway, she reappeared because she's a delight, and she has a nice twist to financial planning and, of course, financial planner Heidi Paris. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
You're more than welcome, and this is going to be great because you do financial planning with the enthusiasm of a life coach, touching upon areas that empower you, like health and wealth and things like that. And that's unusual because, you know, as a CPA, I don't think it's just about the numbers. Numbers are just hard, cold facts. What are the psychological patterns that create them? What's behind the numbers? What's the motivation? What's the belief systems of people? And what, actually, mainly, how do you help people achieve their dreams? That is Heidi. That's Heidi's story. So, Heidi, tell us, when's the first time you remembered that you had a passion for helping people in this type of area?
Well, I think it's a date that most people know. I think out there everyone can sit and remember September 11th of 2001.
Oh, yes.
And everybody remembers that day, and I remember where I was, and I was actually a trader. I was actually calling a trade down to the New York Stock
Exchange. Oh, I thought you said a trader.
Well, a trader is
IT. I-T-O-R.
I did, actually.
Oh,
no. I was
know.
A trader.
I know. A-B.
And I was calling a trade down to the New York Stock Exchange.
Ooh.
And looked on the screen, and the Twin Towers were being hit. And I looked, and I thought, you know, this is a great industry. I'm having fun. It's money. Just like you said, it's numbers. But the numbers don't have the feeling. The numbers don't have that emotion that those families went home that day and didn't have a mom or a dad, or these kids are now foster children. And I thought, you know what? This is great. But my talents are with the families.
Yeah.
So I went down and went into consulting and then from there moved to advising. So Now I actually work with the families to actually plan for those catastrophic events and or just little things that might happen.
Which is really, it makes sense. I mean, you get everyone on the same page because if people, and I'm sure you deal with husband and wives, you know, as one unit, but, I mean, bringing in the family is a whole other thing, but even husband and wives, I mean, is the number one reason for divorce usually financial? So bringing those two together, the husband and the wife, to see eye to eye when you have maybe one spouse a spender and one spouse a saver, one risk adverse, the other one risk, you know, acceptance or whatever the word is, how do you handle that? I mean, maybe I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but
no.
This is fascinating to me. Because as a CPA, I've had clients where the husband will call me and say, tell the wife, come on, I don't want to, you know, get more loans. And the wife says, come on, let's roll the dice a little bit. Or, you know, vice versa.
Oh, for sure.
So I don't like being in the middle. So
right.
I say, you guys decide. Or
wow,
don't call Heidi.
You
so how do you handle that?
Actually, that's where it comes in. Is like, you know, you're there to be married. I mean, you don't wake up and have a bowl of cereal in the morning and talk, hey, what do you want to do for retirement, honey? You know, it's more like, hey, you don't want to have those conversations. So I always say, I'm here to have the hard conversations right now with you, so the harder ones later are going to be easier.
That's a good point.
Wow,
that's a really good point, actually.
You know, so it's like, these aren't fun things, but guess what? I'm going to be in the middle. I mean, I know you don't want to be in the middle, Dave, but I have to be in the middle. So I sit in the middle, and I have hard conversations with people. So, and that's fine, but what I end up learning is their values. And really, in the end, our decisions are made on values. And so as you get married, you hopefully are linking with someone who has the same values as you. And so if I'm bringing that out of them, then these decisions are going to be a lot easier.
I totally agree. From a neuro-linguistic programming standpoint, values are the key that drives people's behavior, where they spend their time, and how they think. And
right. And
you're right. And it's possible to change values or, not compromise your values, but with your spouse, to have a compromise that, and also maybe reframe it like, you know, what you don't spend today could make things easier tomorrow.
Right.
I mean, there's things you got to spend in life, right?
Right, and you don't want to hear it from your spouse. You want to hear it from somebody else.
Yeah, and that's why I'd like to see in action.
Well, we'll have to do that.
Oh, that?
Live in action, husband and wife.
Yeah, because that's something I don't do financial planning, but, you know, if it's a tax issue, I'll just say, hey, ask the government, because this is what we're going to do. Or else get enough.
I'd like to get that meeting.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, that's an interesting meeting. Usually clients listen. Not everyone.
No, they don't. But I think if you do get to their core, and that's asking them
what
they really want in life, because a lot of people get scared when they think financial, they think money. And in the end, it is money, but your goals are, it's usually a goal. So I have a lot of people that come to me and say, Heidi, I don't have any money. I can't meet with you. And I just stop back and I say, hey, you have a goal? And they're like, I sure do. I said, that's all you need to work with me. You need a goal.
Do you ever ask, or do you get into the belief systems of money, what that means to people? Because I think, you know, if it's surrounded by fear, money takes on a whole different form in itself. But some people will reframe it to money's just a measure of your value. Some people say it's an energy source. Some people just say it's a scorecard, you know, and it minimizes the sting about what money is. Do you get into that? That's interesting.
Well, like, are you saying, like, the question I would ask you is, what does money mean to you?
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, because when you know that, it's like, oh, it pays the bills, right? Okay,
yeah.
What does paying the bills mean to you? Well, it means that we have the lights on for another month. Okay, what is having the lights on? Well, my family's secure. Well, now we're getting to this family.
Yeah.
In the end, we want to get to that core thing, that the reason why they're spending their money and they're doing the things to protect them is family, right?
Yeah.
Some sort of a value system I'm trying to get to.
Did you take NLP? Come on, that's an NLP question. That's very smart of you and very brilliant. But it's true because it's usually not the first thing. There's layers and layers of what something really means. And I think that really would help because ultimately, it usually comes down to safety and security
right. As
a rule, or some type of state of well-being or contentment or peace. And guess what? No matter if you're risk-averse or not, no matter if you're a spender or a saver, the core is going to end up being, well, I want to feel some peace in my life.
Right.
No matter which way you go. It's just there's a smarter way to go than just, you know, going to Las Vegas and betting on your savings account.
And some people, that's all they know. And so that's why you have to bring up, I mean, think about, go back to husband and wife, right? The wife might have only seen that in her family spending, right?
Yeah.
Or credit card. And then the husband has seen how you save and how you actually, you know, save for a goal. And then you got to mesh the two together because she knows it. We just have to get it in a different light.
How about insecurity issues? I know I'm jumping a little bit around from what we were going to talk about. We'll get back to it. But it's interesting to me that ego issues and insecurity, states of insecurity, to make oneself look big, that also drives behaviors. You know, buying the big car to say, hey, look at me, you know, even though they're upside down, maybe, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Do you recognize that quickly? And how do you deal with that? Because those are identity issues. Those are, and if you don't change identity, people, you know, it's like pulling the rug out from under them if they don't have some replacement identity. How do you deal with that?
Oh, yeah, people don't like me at that point. But at the same time, if I'm going to be the true person that I'm saying I am, you know, when I close the door and walk away, it's I'm holding them to already what they're giving me. So, like, if I say do a budget for me and I get a budget back and they are buying the Ferrari or they're buying other things, but yet school for their kids is number one when they're telling me, and I say, well, how can you tell me that school is number one when we don't have it in the budget because we're spending, you know, $1,000
yeah.
in car payments or vacations, but yet
yeah.
children are number one deal. So really I'm having, once again, a hard conversation. I don't look good, don't get me wrong. I'm not liked in that respect, but I'm liked 10 years later when the kids are in school.
Well, I remember my favorite psychologist on the radio, David Viscott. Any Jason or Heidi ever hear of him? He's a great
name.
Yeah, excellent. He was on TV for a while. But one of the original psychologists on the radio, he was very blunt when people called in. And someone called in when he was just very blunt to someone. But he was telling the truth. You know, he said, hey, you got to change. You know, you don't sugarcoat things sometimes. You can't. And the other caller said, boy, are you rude to that person? He goes, this is not a popularity contest. I'm out to help people. Is that how you feel?
At those situations, I mean, don't get me wrong. I try to do as much as I can. But if I get to a certain point like that, all you're doing is holding them up to what they've told you.
Yeah.
You know, so I guess in life we all want accountability. And if I'm going to be the accountability coach, then I'm going to have to do that.
And so you act as a coach is what you're saying. So.
Well, and that's why the whole lifestyle planning comes around it, because in the end, that's what we're doing. Finance is just a little, I mean, I've asked you this before. What are the two things that could happen in life to derail you from your goals? What are two things?
Well, health, I would think, for sure, because that could be an
yep.
issue. And the second thing, let me guess, let's see, money. No.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it right.
Right, right.
I got 2 out of 2. Wow. I didn't even press the buzzer. I thought I was going against Jason on the game show here. No. He already knew.
He
would have won.
He wrote it down and gave it to you, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's true.
For health and money.
Yeah, and you never know. I mean, life comes usually in unexpected packages. People take life for granted, and sometimes I guess that's why there's financial planners like yourself and coaches is like, well, you know, maybe you got to plan for things that you don't know could occur.
Things that are going to derail that you don't wake up to think about.
Yeah, and then let me talk real quickly before you get in your background. Is credit cards, has that been a blessing or a curse? Now, in the old days, anyone could get a credit card. It's starting to happen again. Jason, have you seen that?
A little bit.
What? Yeah, it's weird. It's starting, you know, the free flowing before money was tight, and now you see credit cards floating around, you know, just call in and you get this amount. In the old days, 8, 9 years ago, I mean, it's everywhere. Credit cards just floating around, and it's unbelievable. Blessing or curse?
That's tough. I got to go middle. I mean, it all depends on how you perceive it.
Yeah.
It can be, I don't like, they're a curse if you are actually compounding that.
Yeah, I agree. It depends on the user.
Right.
And intention.
That's why I've seen it used in a good way, and I've seen it used in a very bad way. But if you don't have the money, you just don't get it.
Yeah.
You save for it. I mean, what's wrong with saving? Instead of paying that minimum payment every month, why not put it and save it and buy it in another month or two?
Yeah. Yeah, no question about it. I think people look at it as free money that never gets paid back, and that often is the case for a lot of people.
You don't see it, you don't pay it back.
Yeah, they're not paying anything back in Chapter 13 or 7. So that is a problem, but the credit card is not inherently a curse or a blessing. It's what they do with the credit card.
Exactly.
There's no doubt about that. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we will talk about Heidi's background. I can't wait. How did she get this good? I want to know her credentials, her experience. What drove her? Well, she already talked about her passion, how that happened. And this is the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce Radio Hour, starring Jason Pressler with special in-studio guest Heidi Paris. We'll be right back.
Birenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Heinzen & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Heinzen & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
And welcome back again. You are listening to the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce Radio Hour every third Monday from 3 to 4 here live at the headquarters. People should come down, Jason. This is a really beautiful headquarters. Plenty of space, great conference room. Nice location, too, right off the 101 in Cave Creek on Pier Beardsley. That's 32nd Street. Yeah, very, very nice place. But more importantly, get on the website, sign up, or at least attend the event, see if you like it. In fact, let's break in. You got a couple events going on. Should we mention it real quick?
Sure. So tomorrow from 11:30 to 1:30, we are at the Embassy Suites next to Stone Creek Golf Club. We are having our luncheon, our fourth Tuesday luncheon, and it's an open networking opportunity for those who wish to attend and talk about themselves and their businesses. And we make sure that we get folks connected with each other and their top five referrals or clients or potential partners that are in the room at that time. And it's just really fun to connect people, and our members really have a blast do attend. And on Wednesday evening, we have our pre-party for our 28th annual Charity Golf Classic. And our member, Arizona Nights Entertainment Company, is going to be throwing a party, if you will. There's going to be a casino night. There's going to be sponsorships, booths. Lots of fun before our major fundraiser of the year. So it's $25, and you get two drink tickets, $250 in chips at the door to play, whether it's blackjack, roulette, craps. It's just going to be a really fun night, and all of this is going to benefit two charities, United Cerebral Palsy of Central Arizona and the Paradise Valley Community College Foundation. We're setting up a scholarship fund for our members and their families that wish to go back to school. And then, of course, Friday is our 28th annual Charity Golf Classic. And again, we're benefiting United Cerebral Palsy of Central Arizona, Paradise Valley Community College Foundation. And we still need a few golfers. If anyone wants to golf, it's going to be a shotgun start of 7:30 in the morning. And it's going to be an incredible day. And then we're going to have a nice luncheon with a live auction, silent auction, raffle. It's going to be all kinds of incredible prizes and giveaways. And we want to thank, of course, our sponsors, McCarthy Builders, Chase, and Core Construction. Without their support and all the other sponsors' support, and certainly our members who've donated raffle prizes, items to the prize bags, we sincerely appreciate their generosity. Know that it's going to be helping two amazing causes, and you know, we're just really excited to have a great week, and I'm sure all of these events will be very successful. But if anybody wants more information, they can go to NorthPhoenixChamber.com, and under the events tab has all the information on these events as well as our upcoming events throughout the year, and anyone is welcome to attend.
That is excellent. So you don't have to be a member.
Nope.
This is perfect. And so there's still some room for golfers.
Yes.
Coming up Friday. Still room at, but probably have to RSVP on the party on Wednesday at Catch 22.
People can show up at the door too.
Oh, okay.
But they're welcome to pre-register online. We always suggest that.
Yeah.
So in case it gets, you know, too full an event, or we always have to guarantee to our hosts how many people are coming so they can prepare the right amount of food and beverage.
Right.
So, you know, but definitely if folks want to come, feel free to come out. It's going to be a fun time, and there'll be a lot of surprises on Wednesday evening, and a lot of fun.
That's going to be great. And I understand you're going to have a live radio broadcast.
Yes, we are.
Wow. This is going to be good. Yeah, we will be there. Anything to support the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce and our great, great friend, Jason Bressler, who
Thank
does
you.
Such a great job. Heidi Paris, this is a great organization.
Yes, it is.
This is fantastic.
I wish I could be there on Wednesday.
But you're going to be somewhere fun, even fun. More
maybe.
Fun.
Yeah. But Tuesday, the luncheons are great. I think the luncheons are, that's tomorrow. I have joined Team Women for 5 years, and we're actually now part of the North Phoenix Chamber. So we are bringing a lot more people to the lunches, and it's a great, great partnership. And we're all excited. We talk it up.
Thank you.
That is very cool. So Heidi, we've been talking a bit about how you got into this particular business as a financial planner. I was looking at Thrivent, that's
right.
Where you work, and I love this connecting faith and finances for good.
Right. Yeah.
That's quite a tagline. That's powerful.
It is powerful.
I haven't seen this in any financial modeling company or anything.
Yeah, the Fortune 500, we are the only one on the Fortune 500 that actually had our profit, and we also are not for profit.
Is that right?
Right.
Wow.
So that Thrivent is actually, we have to utilize our tax dollars and give back to the community. That's how we work. So
That's how you roll.
That's how we roll.
That's how we say it in Hollywood on our entertainment show. Okay. And anyway, so let's go back into your background. So we know how you got in this business, or why, I should say. So what's your background like in terms of credentials, education, experience, that type of stuff?
Right. Well, I went to the University of Minnesota, Carlson School of Management, and graduated with finance and marketing. So I've got the whole marketing side of it as well. But with that, just like I said, became a trader and got my license 7 and life and health and 63 and all the licenses you need to be able to do the advising. I got my advisor license and things like that. So kept going to school and whatnot. But then at like 5 years ago, I went and got certified as a nutrition counselor.
Oh.
And I'm tying that in as well. And so I thought I should go get certified for that because I'm talking, you know,
health.
A lot of people about it.
Health and wealth.
Yeah, so I brought in the health part of it.
How long have you been a financial planner?
8 years. It's probably as long as I've known you.
Yeah,
I think it's going on 9 years.
Yeah, I think that's right. And so it's I like your twist to this, though, because it's like, a you know, as a coach, a lifestyle coach, health and wealth, things that really, like you said, are key because you could have all the money in the world, but if you don't have health, is it really going to do you any good?
Right.
Probably not.
Right. Exactly. And people are living longer for many reasons now. We're not retiring and only living 5 to 10 years. We need our money to last 30 or more years.
Yeah.
Now. And so people are like, well, you know what? I'm getting close to retirement. I need to, trim back a little bit. But you don't understand. You need another 30-year bucket that's going to grow. That's you're going to might need. So
it's interesting. What I see sort of sad is not just, you know, just all over where people go back to work either for health care benefits or for whatever reason, and they're, you know, they're they look just so sad. I mean, they're, you know, maybe they're in their 80s or something, and it just seems sad to me that that happens. Do you often see that?
You know, I do, and I think we get to a point where we want to be what I call financially independent someday, not retirement. I don't think there is such a – we don't use retirement much anymore. We want to get to a point where we can do the things that we love. So if it's a charity, if we want to work and not have to get – we're not getting paid, but we're giving our time and talents now. And that's what I think what we do in life is that we work so that we can give back our time and talents later in life. And that's financially independence. And that's what we want to get to, and that's why I love working for a company that gives back to the community early on so that my clients are already being wise with their money so that they can be generous with it later.
You know, I was just going to – you took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say that, but I was writing something down because you said something that struck something in me, and, you know, why people work. A lot of people I've known, they work to retire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just can't wait. So they're not really smelling the roses. They're not enjoying the journey. They go, I can't wait till I'm 65. And often the next day they die. I've seen that many times because they don't have a purpose after work. With your type of style of coaching, I think you integrate.
It's dreaming. I mean, if you think about it, if you don't have hope when you, you know, get up every day, we wouldn't want to get up, right? Hope is a huge thing. And retirement's just like another day. It's like it's a black hole. I always say, the hard conversation is, what do you want to do in retirement, right? Nobody wants to talk about it. Well, we don't even know what we want for dinner tonight.
Yeah.
How do we know what we want for retirement? You know what I mean? So it's so far out there. But at the same time, if you can have someone dream, if I just said, Dave, paint a picture for me of what you want to do in 10 years, you could do it.
I could.
But it probably wouldn't be a bad picture. I bet it'd be a pretty cool picture.
Oh, that's a great picture.
Right?
Yeah, I painted that picture long ago.
So
I bet.
Yeah, so you have it in your head.
Yeah, I do. Doing seminars.
You're going to do seminars.
NLP, international. Traveling, writing books.
Okay, so then you can look and what would get you down? What might derail that?
Uh-oh.
You're on.
Let's see.
What could derail you getting there in 10 years?
If, oh, no, this is bad. I'm getting the genie out of the bottle. No, health, of course.
Right.
Yeah, that would be one.
So you couldn't travel because
yeah.
of your health, or you couldn't speak because...
Or World War III, if someone didn't just take over Ukraine, but the rest of Europe. That could be a problem.
See?
Yeah, but those are out-of-control things.
Yeah,
yeah.
But you don't. That's not going to go in your picture. That's not
no,
the dream.
No, that's not in my picture.
Right.
It's helping people.
Right.
A healing process.
Yep.
No doubt. But how many people have that picture? Well, a lot of them, they don't. And in fact, this is interesting. See if you get the same response. Sometimes I get, not all the time. I did a lot more NLP seminars a couple years ago. We're getting back into it, but because we've been doing the radio for a while and developing that. But a couple people that I was working with NLP, they can't even picture their future, even when you're sitting down with them, because it's all black. It's a black hole. They can't, like you said. And there's so much fear. So I had to work with them to getting the fear off, and then next thing you know, they saw their future.
Wow.
But a lot of people can't even see their future because of very, very strong fear.
Exactly.
Have you noticed that?
Oh, for sure. And that's why, like I said, you can't even figure out tomorrow, let alone 30 years from now. So it's hard for me to have them dream. But if I have them dream, then they can keep that dream, and I'll just build the bubble wrap around it.
You know, Tony Robbins, most people love him, you know, NLP practitioner, great author, Unlimited Power, Awaken the Giant, and pretty well known throughout the world, has often said it's the biggest thing that will get you there is if you have the big enough reasons and whys to do something. Not just how,
mm-hmm.
not just what, but if you have big whys, what's a huge reason to do something? That's 80% of the chore. You know, 20% might be, you know, hard work, but 80%, if you have a big enough reason, that's why guys like Viktor Frankl in Man's Search for Meaning, the book when he was in a concentration camp, survived because he had a big enough reason to live. And what was that reason? Well, in the book, he talks about so he can live to tell people what happened, the horror stories in these concentration camps, so it will never happen again in the world. That's a big reason. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's with why.
Yeah, and those are huge. Do you work with that a lot, with big reasons and whys when you build dreams and you discuss dreams? Because that goes along with purpose and passion.
Yeah. You have to have a why.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't know their why, and they're just living. They, like you said, they're just working to work. I mean, why are we working? We're really working for money. The only reason why we work is because we get an income, right?
But is that, should that be the real reason?
But a lot of people,
yeah.
I'm doing my time, right?
Yeah. Or I just got to make that extra dollar.
Yep, I got to make that extra dollar.
But if they go beyond that and they really start to enjoy it, because I don't think people can enjoy just making green paper. It's what the green paper means is what's more important. And if people focused on that, I think they would enjoy or move on to enjoy what they really should be doing, their passion, the money will follow.
Right.
You've heard of that. There's a lot of books on that. But it's sad. People are trapped like in a prison that they have to work all their life and they can't get out of the cycle because it's the money, the money, the money. But if they reframe it, I think things can be different.
I agree. I saw my mother at a very young age with a budget. And she's a single mom. And my brother was in hockey and football, and I was dance and soccer. Now, those are expensive.
Oh, yes.
Extracurricular activities, right?
Especially hockey.
Hockey is, yeah,
oh,
year-round, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I watched her budget so that she would let us do our sports. So I knew that if you put priorities number one, you will find money to do it. And she was putting us first. And she was making sure that, yeah, she was working, but she was letting us do what we needed to do. And so I knew that there was something with this budget, and that's what got me at a young age to understand you can do it.
And a big why, because her love for her kids.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean,
that's a big why.
Right, but the flip side of it, and that's why I went into both of it, the health and the wealth, was because guess what happens when you don't have a lot of money? You're limited on food choices. So
yeah.
We were very malnourished, but we were playing sports. But really what I saw was, you know, we had limited budget. And so I understood you can have a budget, but, yeah, your health might get affected too. So I really want to help families get both of those, you know, balanced. Because I think in life, we're always out of balance.
Oh, yeah.
But if you know what you're trying to work on, it just helps it a little, you know, it's better when you know what you're trying to work on.
There's no doubt about it. Let's take another quick break, and when we come back, we're going to ask Heidi why she works with Thrivent. I think I know the answer. We gave part of the answer already. There's more to come on this because this seems like a fantastic organization to work with. And that makes a difference, too, is who you work for is everything, because if it's not a very harmonious environment, it can drive you nuts. We'll be right back.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Ridenour, Heinten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Heinten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
And welcome back again. That sounds like that great motion picture, Wall Street. No, what was that? The Wolf of Wall Street. I think it was, what's that guy's name that won Best Actor, where he's going, I never saw that movie. Great movie, actually.
Matthew McConaughey.
He's a great actor. Wow.
He is
love
great.
Yes. He won, though, for a different picture. What was
that? Dallas Buyers Club.
Very good picture, by the way, if you haven't seen it. Okay, we do entertainment shows, so I mandated to see all these movies for me as a popcorn. Okay, anyway, so, I shouldn't have said that in front of health and wealth counselor.
Popcorn's all right.
Oh, good. Oh, I love popcorn. Anyway, so we're here live at the North Chamber of Commerce, North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce, I should say, the headquarters with Executive Director Jason Bressler, special in-studio guest Heidi Pires, financial planner extraordinaire from Thrivent Financial. Let's talk about that. Why do you work with Thrivent? There's so many financial planning firms out there. Why Thrivent?
Well, there's one big reason is I'm born and raised in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and that is where the home office is.
Nice.
So I grew up with, they're a 100-year-old company, actually about 112-year-old company. And so I knew the values from the company itself, and then when I came out to, I actually started in their home office, their corporate office.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was
Minnesota.
In Minnesota, and I trained financial advisors out here in Arizona. So I would travel back and forth.
Wow.
And if you all have been to Minnesota in January.
I have. No, I was there in August.
Okay, then, well, it's hot in August.
Yeah.
January, it's cold. I went back in January after coming here, and I thought, what am I doing in Minnesota? When Arizona, I could work at. So what I did was I started my practice because that's the only thing I could do. I couldn't drag the home office down here.
No.
Pretty big home office.
Very big.
So I came myself and I started a team out here, and I've been doing the financial advising.
Wow,
so
that is very cool. But you're picking. Thrivent has very special qualities. One, we talked about connecting faith and finances for good, and I think they do a lot for the community, don't they?
They do a lot with the community. So like we talked about, since we are not-for-profit, the tax dollars that we would give to government is actually given to the communities. So we are, we call members. Since we're not-for-profit, we're not clients, it's members. So every member that I work with that pays a premium or puts money in, they have a certain portion that goes back to the community. So they get to choose. So let's say it's $100 million that Thrivent, earns. Nonprofit. One person might get $1,200 out of that, and they get to choose a charity of their choice to give it to.
Mm-hmm.
So each person gets to choose where their portion of the money goes.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, so usually, there's a lot of charities out there, and we're linked to a lot. Habitat for Humanity is probably the biggest right now, but that's just, it's been around for so long. But,
it's interesting that the headquarters is out there in Minnesota. Because the impression I always get, and you hear it all over, Minnesota nice. You've heard that. And when I was there, I was shocked how nice people were. When I was in Minnesota in August, I was at the NHL draft about 3 years ago, and they had it at the Wild, where they played. And a beautiful stadium, by the way, one of the best I've seen. But it was interesting that it seems like Minnesota has all these just down-to-earth, great, wholesome values. And maybe it's no mistake why Thrivent is there because of that.
Right. I mean, it's an amazing office. We have another home office in Appleton, Wisconsin. So Wisconsin's,
I've been there, too,
neck and neck, right?
I was there in August. A client sent me there. About 6 years ago, I went to Wisconsin, and it was sort of, like, really hot, though, and humid. But I was doing a project for a client on some real estate projects I had. The one thing I noticed about Wisconsin, though, it was very tough to get around. I kept getting lost. It wasn't like Phoenix where you had the avenues and the streets. I was everywhere, and I had no idea where I was. And then I pull on this little street, and it says no parking from December to April. And I go, what? How is that possible for 6 months, no parking? So, of course, the rebel in me, I parked and dared them. No, I'm just kidding. But it was very tough to get around there. But, yeah,
I'm
from Wisconsin.
I don't frequent Wisconsin, but definitely Minneapolis. I still have family there. But
nice place.
It's a great place. So that's why I chose.
Hockey state, too.
It is a hockey state. My brother played, remember?
That's right. Yeah.
No, I was in the rinks growing up. That's
oh,
like,
yeah.
With him. Yeah.
Oh,
I was in many ice rinks. But so anyways, I chose Thrivent, not because of Minnesota, but because of the value system.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. So you choose a company that you know. And I don't think there is not another organization out there that can give back to you, the communities, that I can talk to my clients and say, guess what? Here you go. What charity do you like? Because you've got about $1,200. It's usually $25 to $2,500, somewhere in between there that every year the clients can give back. So if you look, that's a nice tie to
it really is.
To either an organization. So,
I was the law of attraction, concepts like that, which I believe in. And I would think then Thrivent with their solid values will attract the right type of people. Not just the right employees, but also the clients that really enjoy that. Does that make sense?
Oh, for sure. Especially the representatives that are out there, the advisors that are out there talking and attracting. I completely agree.
Yeah, and that means like minds are there, and that must make work not like work, but very enjoyable that each one is helping each other, not seen as competition, but cooperation.
Right.
That's
exactly.
That's sort of unusual,
good,
right, Jason? I mean, in the world of corporate. Absolutely.
Cooperation.
Yeah.
Very true. Yeah, I can't agree more.
I think that is very cool. So great, great company, Thrivent Financial, no doubt. They're nationwide?
Yeah, nationwide. Yep. And then, like I said, Fortune 500, A++ ratings.
Wow.
Just it's an amazing organization. And we don't market, so that's what's hard is that it does take word of mouth and people like me that are out there talking about it because we don't do the advertising. And we give a lot back, and we have a lot in reserve. You talk about Minnesota and their values, very conservative company. There's a lot on reserve in this company.
Wow.
So
that's good, though.
If anything goes under, we're well set.
Which makes the clients feel good.
Right, exactly.
No doubt
and that's
about
why
it.
We get the high standard rating.
Now, there's a concept from Thrivent, it appears, the five S's, as in Stuart, Sam.
Right.
What are the five S's?
Well, you got it right in front of you.
I do. It's a quiz.
So
okay.
this is what you were going off of. The five S's are going from surviving.
At the bottom.
The five S's are actually a stair step.
Yes.
So if you picture yourself stepping up the stairs, we start with surviving, we go up to struggling, we go up to stable, and then the next one is secure, and then sharing, because in the end we always want to give back.
Yeah.
So we want to share our wealth. So I always have clients look at that stair step and ask them, where are you? Where do you feel you are on the stair step? And where
what do most people say?
Probably
all over the board, right?
They do. I get struggling and stable.
Yeah.
I mean, here and there I'll get the secure, but I get a lot of struggle and stable. But the ones that are stable, that's great. But then I have to ask the question, what would get you down to struggling? What could happen to get you down to struggling?
Now, there's another question as I look at this from an NLP perspective, is what meanings do people give to, like, struggling? I mean, someone could be making, $10 million a year, and they might say struggling,
mm-hmm.
depending on their meaning. I think that's sort of interesting. Now, that might be a little bit unusual, but I do think that let me ask it this way. Could any of these be a state of mind versus numbers?
Oh, yes.
And I think if you look at it that way, that would be sort of interesting as well to say what state of mind, because someone that is so, let's say, I'm going to say spiritually mature and so confident, not overconfident, but so confident, knowing that at any point in their life they can handle anything, they might be here financially, maybe, but they might be here on a different level, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. Does that make possible sense?
Right, or if you ask, it does.
Yeah.
And I never thought of it that way, because when you say in your financial living, where do you feel yourself?
Right.
Some
it depends on the question. You're right. Financially, you get a whole different answer.
And it could totally backwards. We could have a secure person, but they hear financial, and because of their upbringing or whatever it might be,
Stabs
them right in the back and goes, I feel struggling just because it's all I know. But
yeah.
If they're secure, and I'm looking at their goods here, I'm like, you're secure.
No, the reason I say that, because as a CPA, over the years I've had clients, and some of the most wealthy debt-free clients are the ones that stress the most, because they're afraid of losing what they have rather than gaining and multiplying what they have. It's all the focus. Do you feel you're going to lose it, or do you feel it's safe and secure? If they think it's insecure, their wealth, they're going to be stressed.
Right.
And then I find some people that hardly have any money, like, really stress-free. It's sort of funny, isn't it? That would be an in-depth study, wouldn't it?
Well, it's so true, though, because what are you utilizing your money? If you have all this money and you're not utilizing it and the things that make you content,
good point. Yeah.
Then you're going to be anxious, right?
Yeah.
But if you actually don't have a lot of money, but you're using it in the right thing, then you're going to be content. So it's totally, it's money can be used, like you said. It's not the dollar bill.
Yeah.
That's how you use it.
Yeah, there's no doubt. A guy like Warren Buffett, here's a guy that gave away, 90% of his fortune to charity? And
yeah, he flipped the giving back of...
Here's a guy that, instantly can make whatever he wants. Maybe he's a good example, in a way, of his state of mind. And, of course, he did make sure his kids were secure, although I don't know if they were that happy when they saw 90% go that way, even though they probably had a pretty good chunk of change. It is my guess. Let's take our final break right now. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion with Heidi Paris. Paris, I just changed your name. It's Paris. But you could go to Paris. You're going to Hawaii.
Yeah, might as well go to Paris.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And, of course, Thrive Financial. This is the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce Radio Hour, starring Jason Pressler. We'll be right back.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
And welcome back again. You are listening to the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce Radio Hour every third Monday from 3 to 4 live here at the headquarters of the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce. We have Executive Director Jason Bressler in here, of course. It's always nice, Jason, that you're here. This is a really big topic today, isn't it?
Absolutely. Very, very
wealth,
important.
Health and the psychological patterns that create wealth. I mean, if people only knew what they don't know, their lives would change, and that's where Heidi Pryors comes in, our guest today from Thrivent Financial. And let's brag a little bit about your, the Lunch and Learn deals that you have at the North Mountain Brewing Company. Talk a little bit about that.
Right. In January, I committed to giving back my, talents for speaking. I love to speak, and I love to go out, so in the community, I talked with Jason Bressler in January, and I said, I want to give back, but I want to do it within the North Phoenix Chamber, so I want to do a monthly Lunch and Learn. So I partnered with North Mountain Brewing Company, 7th Street and Dunlap there, and I go in, and I do pizza and salads, and and it's a healthy pizza, by the way.
Oh, it is? It's like gluten-free or something?
They have the vegan pizza.
Oh,
they've
vegan.
Got roasted vegetables and
They have great food.
If you haven't been there, you got to go there. But so I do it monthly. And the next one is May 15th. It's at 11:30, and it goes till about 1. But it's called Do One Thing Different. And it's a Do One Thing Different for your health and your wealth.
And what are some of the topics you talked about? Is it a general open discussion format where you'll say, hey, what's the one thing you can do, and you go around the table or something? Or is it just anyone that wants to share will share?
No, and actually no one really needs to share. I mean, you go there, and I think what happens is, like you said, I don't know if you said this live or not, but you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
Or something to that nature, right? So I just bring up topics that are going to make you think that you will leave to do one thing different. Because I think in the end, we always want to do something different. That's why we have New Year's resolution every January,
right?
And
then every January 2nd, they're broken.
And they're broken. And so really, that's why. It's because we're trying to change a lifestyle. Instead, let's just change one thing,
which
will lead to
manageable.
Another thing.
Yeah.
Right.
That makes, in NLP, it's called chunking down.
Chunking down. I call it crowding out.
Yeah, I like it either way. But it's making it so small that you can feel that you can manage it.
Right. Exactly, and I look at it as if I can add one thing into your life that's going to help you change, I'm going to crowd something else out.
Okay, gotcha. That's excellent.
Right, so then we're doing something different, and it's becoming your lifestyle now, which if it's your lifestyle, you're going to have success, right? And then I'm also going to be your accountability, which can be a good thing too.
Oh,
so,
that's good. Accountability coach.
Accountability coach.
And, this time has just flown by, but how do people need to call you to reserve?
I do. We actually advertise, I think we advertise it on the North Phoenix Chamber website. It's on the North Phoenix Chamber website. We don't have May 15th on there yet. I also, there's a Facebook page for Lunch and Learns on there. And then, you can pretty much go through the North Phoenix Chamber website. But it's once a month, and it's May 15th. But, yeah, I would love to see some new people there. The feedback I'm getting is it's motivational. It's just very empowering.
And give us your contact information. How can they get in touch with Heidi Pryors?
You can email, which is Heidi.Pryors, and that's P-A-U, R-U-S, at Thrivent. And you know how to spell Thrivent?
Yes, I do. T-H-R-I-V-E-N-T.
.com.
There we go.
Heidi.Parz at Thrivent.com.
We're like Donnie and Marie. This is very good. Wow. Well, Heidi, thank you. Is there a phone number, by the way?
Yeah, and the phone number is the best if you want to reserve, actually, a spot for May 15th, but it's 480-440-5742.
Thank you so much, Heidi, for being a guest today. Jason, how do they get in touch with you in the North Phoenix Chamber?
If you call us at 602-482-3344, or reach me at Jason at NorthPhoenixChamber.com or visit our website at NorthPhoenixChamber.com. And hopefully we'll see you guys out at future events.
That's right. Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, Catch 22, that would be April 23rd, I believe. So that's going to be great. May 15th, North Mountain Brewing Company with Heidi. This is so exciting. This has been a great show. Thank you both so much. Really enjoy it. We'll be here next month.
Mm-hmm.
Have a fun time as well. And we'll be back tomorrow. No, actually, not tomorrow. We're going to skip one of our shows. Tomorrow, it's going to be a fifth Tuesday show instead. So that will be at the end of the month. Everyone have a great night. Go D-backs. They need our prayers. Let's face it. Have a good night.